Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
W8DOD.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Alpha, Alpha 8, Romeo, Keller, Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. To CMN Network.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Tango Kilo monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Tango Kilo monitoring.
K8CPL.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
N8XP, N8XP, K8EPL. N8XP, N8XP, K8EPL.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
K8EPL, out.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
This is 88MS monitoring via Echolink. Alpha Delta 8 Mike Sierra monitoring.
This is 88HY. You're coming in loud and clear, 88HY.
This is WD8NXL. You're coming in loud and clear, Doug. Go ahead.
Yeah, QSL, Jim and Dan, you guys are coming in with full quieting, a really great signal strength, and this is pretty, it's just a cool tool, and it just helps me reach out remotely, and I guess in the future, if I get where I'm going to go, I can always reach you guys over the Lapeer repeater, so it's definitely got a cool factor, and it's awful handy tool to have in the shed. And let's turn it back over to Dan.
All right, very good, Doug. And, well, I tell you what, the neighbors had a service guy looking at their meter, you know, coming in from the power line, and I asked him, I said, so, are you guys having some trouble over here? And he says, well, no, he wants me to check things out. Apparently, I don't know, they must have, I'm sure, pretty sure they had a disturbance when their tree blew the transformer all the dickens out there. But, you know, they're pretty clueless anyway. But anyway, the guy asked me, he says, he says, what have you got in the backyard? What's all the towers and antennas? And so I explained to him that I'm an amateur radio operator, and I don't think he knew what that was. So let me take a moment. I explained to him, you know, with the radio I can, you know, reach out and talk to other people around the world. And he says, well, why don't you just use the internet? I just about laughed in his face. I says, well, that's not what this is all about. This is a hobby. And plus, I didn't have time to explain to him that we do use the radios for emergencies and stuff like that if the internet was to go down. But I wasn't gonna explain to him on all that because they have an awful hard time understanding English. They're basically pretty clueless. Go ahead. This is 888-HY.
WDANXL. Well, I had a similar experience today. I had a cable guy come out, and it's the first appointment, so 8 o'clock, because they had their problem with the internet, and I walked up there, and he's looking up, and he says, what are all these wires in the trees? And I says, oh, you know, same thing, I'm a ham radio operator. And I says, that's my long wire, and he says, what's that thing way? I says, well, that's thing way up there. I says, well, that's my 40-foot tower. So that's why, and Dan, that's probably why you hear me better when once I got that up there. So he says, well, I told him a little bit about it, and he goes, oh, wow. Interested, but he just says, I've never seen anything like this before. So I don't know. So there you go. So I guess we'll turn it over to Doug, 88MS, WDXL.
Well, thanks, Jim. Real good stories from both of you guys. I know a guy, a teller at my local bank, and he had some interest in ham radio, and he got over to, and Jim, you know where it is, the church over across the street from the road commission. He went over and had coffee and pizza with John last night, and John... put the bug in him, and the guy had the bug in him already, and he reached out today, and I forgot to send him the information on, free testing online, and then questions and answers for all of the tech exam questions. I got to turn that down. I'm also checking to see if I have a timeout on this, but anyway, I got that forwarded off to him, and he's pretty animated about taking his test, and I guess the only thing we need to learn or figure out if we're ever going to figure out how to get back into becoming VEs with the new system. I mean, it's a big deal because there's still guys out there that will want and need testing. All right, this is 88MS. I'm coming up on over the Echo Link using an iPhone 7. And with that, let me turn it over to 88HY. Dan, go ahead and take it away.
All right, very good, guys. Yeah, I'm still doing it the old-fashioned way, transmitting on a dual-coil linear antenna, and I do have the antenna down off of the tower, so it's only sticking up in the air about 20 feet right now. But, yeah, you know, when we were over at the fairground, we were talking to a young guy out there, you know, Roger and I. We were talking to a young guy out there, and he says the majority of the people out there have absolutely no clue that ham or amateur radio exists. And so, you know, I guess if they really, really were wanting to know more, they would pursue it. And I would say the majority of the people out there just plain don't care. Well, you know what? When that internet goes down for whatever reason, if it's some sort of virus or other, they're all going to be, what are we going to do now? So I don't want to be in that category. This is 88HY, and go ahead, Jim.
WD8NXL. Well, you know, a lot of us guys, quite a few anyways, and then when I picked the hobby up probably, a little over 3 years ago, and again, my story's like so many others. I did it when I was a kid, and I was interested in it, and then I got away from it, and then I worked with a couple guys that were hams, so then I picked it up, and got into the novice license, and then you had to do code, and did that for a while, and I think I just got I wanted to talk, but then I knew I had to go to general, and I don't know, I just never got to it. And then all of a sudden, you know, they had Brent and I started talking, you know, a number of years ago, and I said, yes, I should do that. And I told him, you know, my story and my call and everything, and I got the license, it says, you know, and went back out and got my old call sign, and yeah, it worked out cool, and I just keep on going. So that's how I got going with it. So back over to you, Doug. This is WDA-MXL.
Well, this is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Sierra, Doug and Carol. First of all, I'd like to thank our brothers and sisters in Lapeer for letting us kind of shoehorn in here tonight. And Jim, I want to turn it back to you. If you would, put a call out and see if any of the local operators in Lapeer want to join us. So I'll turn it back over to you, Jim, 88MS.
Thanks, Doug. This is WDA-NXL. We're in Carroll. We're part of the Tuscola County Amateur Radio Association. We just popped over here for a little bit because Doug wanted to try out the Echolink, who's 88MS, and if anybody in the local area would like to join us, please call. Yeah, I had nothing heard. Did you guys hear anything? I just heard, I thought, some static.
Yeah, I heard the same thing here, Jim. Nothing clear, just static. Over to you, Dan.
All right, very good, guys. I don't know if you can hear me. Well, I know you can hear me on reverse. I don't know if any of the Lapeer folks can hear me on reverse because I have the antenna down. I've got the antenna down so I can put the tower up, and that's... I'll be doing that pretty soon and putting it up a little bit higher, and you know, then I could, then I'll be satisfied. Then I'll be happy. So, you know, until then I'm not happy, and you know, there's always something to do, and I want to get her done. So I'm just slowly crossing everything off my bucket list, and I did a couple of things today and yesterday, but. The tower is one thing, and then getting the dryer over to the house is another thing. So this is 88HY. I think I'm going to go ahead and sign off here, and my voice is starting to give out. I do have a weak voice. I have my mother's voice when it comes to that. So this is 88HY. I'm going to say 73. Everybody have a good evening, and have a good night, 73, 88HY.
I don't know, do you want to continue any more here, Doug, or move off to another channel or call it a night?
Jim, why don't we keep USY back to Carol 82, and Dan and Jim, thanks for allowing me to test this thing out on the Lapeer repeater. If you're okay with that, yeah, I'm going to go another 10 minutes or so. Back to you, Jim.
Okay, thanks. We'll do that. And again, I want to thank you, the Lapeer Amateur Radio Club, for allowing us to use their repeater. And this is WD8NXL, and I'll be clear.
This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Sierra, clearing the Lapeer repeater and going QSY to Carol 82. Thanks, folks, and 73.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Thank you. connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.